So in your article in Science, you looked at what past Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports predicted. What did you find?
Well, we looked at carbon dioxide, how the rate of growth of carbon dioxide, the change of global temperature, and the change of sea level. And contrary to what critics have often said, IPCC has not overstated or overestimated those changes. The changes of carbon dioxide have been very accurate. Temperatures actually increased somewhat faster than projections, and sea level has increased notably faster than the prior estimates by IPCC.
So with that in mind, how should we view the predictions from this latest IPCC assessment? What did the report leave out or underplay from your view?
Well, I think there is a natural reticence, which may derive from the scientific method, which says you should be skeptical. You should check all sides of a story and before you make a very strong conclusion. The difficulty here is that I think we have very limited time to get on a different path with our energy use and greenhouse gas emissions, or we're going to end up with unstoppable problems in the future. And I would have preferred an even clearer statement about the dangers of future sea level rise if the ice sheets begin to disintegrate. And I think that a business-as-usual scenario will guarantee future disintegration of West Antarctica and parts of Greenland.
So your concern about the chance of rapid loss of large sheets of ice and the considerable impact that that could have on sea level rise is echoed by Ohio State University scientist Lonnie Thompson, and he says that those issues are gorillas in the room that the IPCC is not paying as much attention to as he thinks it ought to.
Well, that's a very good point, because IPCC addresses a lot of things, but there are a small number which deserve very great attention, and this, I think, is the number one item, just because of the inertia of the system. If we get it started, it will become very difficult to stop it, perhaps impossible to stop it.
Well, how do scientists relay the risk there when there's, frankly, a lot of uncertainty about what might happen?
Well, you know, we do have a lot of information available to us, both from paleoclimate, the history of the Earth and how ice sheets responded in the past, and also the new data from satellites and on-surface measurements on the ice sheets, which shows that there are processes beginning to happen there, exactly the processes that we're afraid will accelerate. The last time a large ice sheet melted, sea level went up at a rate of 5 meters per century. That's 1 meter every 20 years. And that is a kind of sea level rise, a rate which the simple ice sheet models available now just cannot produce, because they don't have the physics in them to give you the rapid collapse that happens in a very nonlinear system.